Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling something everyone struggles with, the digital marketing budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lay it all out in the spreadsheet, everything looks gorgeous.
And then the real world hits.
Exactly. The costs just don't sit still.
And that instability, it almost always starts because people skip the strategy. They just they jump straight to what they think is the fun stuff, like LinkedIn ads.
Right. Without doing step one, actually defining their goals.
Precisely.
Okay, so that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to cut through that complexity. We're focusing on three things our sources all agree on: having absolute clarity on your goals, building in flexibility, and, well, creating a simple structure for stakeholders.
It all comes back to strategy. A budget without strategy is just a list of numbers.
So if you're an established business, you're not just throwing money at ads. You're focusing on, what, more qualified inquiries.
Exactly. Or if you're launching in a brand new city, your budget has to be almost all about brand awareness. They're completely different approaches.
And that brings us to step two, right? The business life cycle. Our sources are pretty clear that if you're just starting out, you have to spend more.
Oh, absolutely. It's expensive when nobody knows you exist. It just is.
So how do you know how much to spend? This is where I think people get lost.
Well, this leads us to a really useful check, which is step three: revenue percentage guardrails. It's a rough guide, but for most businesses, you're looking at, say, 5 to 8% of revenue for just steady growth.
5 to 8%. But what if you're pushing hard, a new product launch?
Then you're pushing that up closer to 8 or even 12%. But look, the point isn't the exact number. It's a reality check if you're spending 2% or, you know, 18%.
You need to stop and ask why.
You need to ask why. That's the guardrail.
Okay, so once we have that, we need to actually structure the budget. A single line item for marketing spend isn't going to cut it, is it?
It's useless. Completely useless. You have to use step four, which is splitting it into clear buckets. We see five main ones: paid media, content and SEO, social media, tools and platforms.
Your Canva subscriptions and all that.
Yep. And the last one, strategy and execution. That's your agency fees or your team's salaries.
So if you have these buckets, how do you stop people from just focusing on, like, big impression numbers, the vanity metric?
It's the whole point of step nine, tracking outcomes. Impressions and clicks are just activity. They look nice on a report, but they don't mean anything.
You have to focus on revenue.
Yeah.
Conversions.
Yes.
And customer acquisition costs.
Yes. SACs. What are you actually paying to get one customer? If that number is through the roof on a channel, you start no matter how much traffic it's bringing.
For anyone starting out, is there a typical split for those buckets?
There is, and it's a good starting point. Usually you'll see about 30 to 40% going to paid advertising for that quick visibility.
Okay.
Then maybe 20 to 25% on content and SEO. That's your long-term play for building trust. And strategy should be around 15 to 25%.
Now, what about adapting? The market changes so fast.
This is critical. Step six is acknowledging that costs will rise. You have to assume at least a 10 to 15% increase every single year.
Competition, platform algorithms changing.
All of it. If you don't build that in, your budget is shot by October.
And that means you need flexibility, which is step seven. You have to set aside a portion of the budget for testing, don't you?
You absolutely do. We recommend keeping 15 to 25% free for experiments. Now, some of those tests will fail. I mean, they'll fail spectacularly.
We've all been there.
But the one that works, it can outperform everything else you're doing by like 3x.
And we can't forget step eight, capacity. The budget has to reflect who is actually doing the work.
Are you outsourcing your paid campaigns, or is your internal team handling content? That has a huge impact on your strategy and execution bucket.
So to wrap up, it's not about the perfect spreadsheet. It's about spending smarter and building adaptation into the plan from day one.
It is. And that brings us to the final step, step 10, which is maybe the most important. Huh? You have to revisit the budget, not once a year.
More like quarterly.
Or even monthly. Look, the businesses that are really winning aren't the ones with the biggest budgets. They're the ones that adapt when reality changes. So here's something to think about. What unexpected market factor are you going to build into your next quarterly review? A new competitor? A sudden policy change? Think about that.